Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake, and Texas-raised hunting products, makers of the cover scent and attractants that Larry and I use.
Well, folks, what do you say we jump in the old pickup and make a little bit longer drive than normal? Let's drive up to Cuba, New Mexico, by golly, and visit with David Williams, a good friend of mine. David and his wife own Hunter Supply. They make gazillions of lead bullets up there on the Continental Divide. David, how are you today, buddy?
Doing good, Luke. How you doing?
I'm good. I can tell by the tone in your voice. You've already had a little bit cooler weather up there in New Mexico. It's going to be, well, right now is the, I'm going to see you in a day or two because this is the end of September and the muzzle loading mule deer season is open. I can't
wait. Right around the corner.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get up there, buddy. Folks, for the last this will be 3 years that I've had the privilege of going up and spending, you know, 2 or 3 days hunting mule deer with David. His ranch, David, your ranch is right on the Continental Divide, and I know all that scenery, beautiful scenery, and all that game probably gets to be second nature to you, but to me, it's a treat up there. Elk, mule deer, right near the Jicarilla Reservation, isn't it?
Yep, it's just right behind us.
Yeah, the Continental Divide, actually, your ranch goes up and over it. Of course, I've seen an elk run up over that mountain one time, but I've never been over that hill. It's pretty steep, isn't it?
Yeah, we're building a road. It's not completed yet, but maybe by the time you get here, it will be completed.
Well, that's a little switchback road where you can actually drive a Jeep or something up in the top of the Continental Divide and then access your land by road, right?
Yep. Yeah, it'll access our land plus the public land that's right behind us.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good. And then on the other side of that is the Jicarilla something. And last year, you know, thanks to you, you took me over there, and, gosh, we went on a tour. I guess that's the southern Jicarilla. Is that right, the southern part?
Yeah,
that's
just a small little piece of it that we went
just
to.
Just a few hundred square miles, you know.
Yeah, it's like 56 sections of land.
It's monster. And the whole Jicarilla Apache Indian Reservation, I think, is over 1 million acres up there.
I think it's 1,700,000 or something like that. It's a big place.
A large parcel. But it was amazing to me, one of the elders, Bob, there, that took – you did the driving, and he was just – of course, you know as well as he does that country up there, but he was telling us I saw some places that were, to me, just awesome. He said a lot of their people go there on a vision quest, some of that awesome, I mean, just remote, stunningly beautiful country, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to be here to understand it. It's too hard to explain.
It is, and what impressed me, folks, David was, like I say, David was driving, and Bob, one of the elders there, he said, now, look at, there was an old brush corral that was darn near 100 years old, I guess. I started looking. I thought, now, this is a strange place for all this dead wood, but it's a big circular corral where they'd run, the wild horses up in that canyon, Box Canyon, into that corral.
Yep, they catch wild horses years ago and sell them off, yeah.
Sell them off, and they'd own the Indian land there. It is a special place. And on your ranch, David, elk are just, they're kind of there year-round a lot of times.
The only time elk aren't here is when the snow gets up to the bellies and then they leave.
Then they head on.
Other than that, we have them year-round.
You do. And I know you've had a lot of had out some game cameras looking for, we're going to be muzzle-loading mule deer. I've got that muzzle-loader shooting 100 grains, and I'm shooting a 250 grain. We Texans call them sabots, but sabos, and got it shooting about 2 inches high at 100, and if the opportunity came out to about 150, I know where it's hitting. So you know, if the opportunity arises, I'll be ready. But it's a muzzleloader hunt that we're going to be doing up there with David, folks. And mule deer or no mule deer, it really is. It's a special hunt for me. It's like going back home in a way, David, up there with you and Regina. You know, it's just something I look forward to every year, man. Lots of fun.
We always look forward to having you out here, Luke.
You know what I'm going to do this year? I am actually going to be, I might talk too soon, but my plan is to have a couple of hog hams cured and smoked in the cooler. You know,
that'd be great.
We know we're going to have some. Mark Billette, my buddy from down in B&C Outfitters down in Southeast Texas, is going. Great guy. You're going to really enjoy spending some time with Mark. But he owns a hunting ranch, and I said, Mark, we got to have some pork iced down in that cooler when we get up there, because David likes to barbecue stuff. So, but I'm actually going to try to put together a couple of those cured smoked hams on a ham off the hogs we kill. You say 150-pound hog. You know, David, the ham on that hog's only going to weigh about 7 pounds. You'd think more.
Yeah, they're not super big.
But,
yep.
Boy, are they good. I mean to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
They're tasty. Might have to have some with breakfast, you know. Well, David, people, when I say Hunter Supply Bullets, what you and your wife, Regina, and people that work for you, folks, they produce millions of lead bullets for air rifles, all kind of different, but it's all soft lead, right? Is that the way to describe it, David, bullets?
Well, we have soft lead for all of our air gun bullets, and all of our hollow point bullets are soft lead.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of it is hard lead unless it's black powder, and then black powders will also be soft lead also.
Yeah. But cowboy shooters, I mean, that's, I guess.
Cowboy shooters, they can go either way. If they can go with a hollow point and be soft, or they can go with a harder bullet for regular firearms.
Yep. Well, to me, that's an ideal. I mean, you're up there in the mountains. You got your plant right there by your house. You got mm-hmm. hunting out there behind it, across the road from you is big old. Really a valley there looking up into the mountains, and then up to the north is, I think you said that was, you can actually see Colorado if you look on a clear day, can't you?
Yeah. Colorado's just, as a crow flies, is only about 80 miles north of us, but as you drive, it's about 150.
Yep. Well, the Jicarilla there is a place that people, you know, I'm not saying you just pick up the phone and call and go hunt, but hunts are available for, cow elk and I guess bulls and everything else.
Cow elk, bull elk, mule deer, but mule deer are very expensive on the Jicarilla.
They are, yeah.
You can't hunt them there.
Yep, if you got maybe a deep pocketbook or what, you know.
Very big pocketbook.
Yeah, right. But it's funny how the units, Unit 6A, where you mm-hmm. are, you can buy the tag like I do over the counter, but you still have to have a place to hunt. I mean, You have to have
a private landowner's permission to hunt.
That's true. But just across the way, I think you have to, a lot of places, you have to draw for the mule deer, don't you?
Well, actually, at the north end of my property, there's a road that goes over to Lindreth, and on the north side of that road, all those tags are issued by the state. You don't get to buy those over the counter. You have to buy them from the ranchers, and they're very expensive for those tags.
What I like about, you know what I like about where you live, same deer. A deer can walk half a mile, can't he? You know? It's the same deer.
Deer around here go 200 miles. It ain't nothing for them.
I know they do. And this cooler weather kicks them off, too, doesn't it? I mean.
I was really sweating it. We've had 90-degree weather until just yesterday, and yesterday it finally broke, and we're finally starting to feel like fall.
Cooling down, you betcha, man. Well, I'm looking forward to getting up there with you, David. People that would like to learn more about what you do, folks, you could go online and learn a lot. Hunter Supply, Hunter's Huntersupply.com, isn't it, David?
Yep, that's it.
Check it out right there. That's where I do a lot of, you know, air gun shooting, other stuff too, of course, but I use those bullets in all different calibers. David, thank you, buddy, for being with us. I want to just get you on and kind of give a little update on what's going on up there in northern New Mexico. It's a part of the world that if a person hasn't hunted there or spent time there, it's definitely different than what a lot of people might expect. But once you go there, something about it just kind of draws you back. So I'm looking forward to seeing you here in just a very few days, buddy.
We're ready for you to be here, Luke.
All right. Take care and try to usher in a little bit more of that cold weather. How about that?
We're going to try.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.